Southeastern Baptist Seminary professor blames pro-life Christians for LA County virus surge. By Dr. Susan Berry on January 6, 2021. A research professor at Southeastern Baptist Theological Seminary took to Twitter on Tuesday to blame pro-life Christians for the overflow of coronavirus patients in Los Angeles County hospitals. In her tweet, Karen Swallow Pryor, PhD, blamed pro-life Christians for the surge in COVID cases in Los Angeles, stating, "The culture of death we pro-life Christians warned about is here. We brought it." Pryor, formerly a professor at Liberty University, reacted to a CBS News story with the headline, "LA EMS workers told not to transport patients who likely won't survive to hospitals." According to the story, hospitals in Los Angeles County are now so overwhelmed by COVID-19 patients that county emergency medical services officials have issued a directive stating adult patients in out-of-hospital cardiac arrest shall not be transported if return of spontaneous circulation, ROSC, is not achieved in the field. California has enacted some of the nation's most severe lockdown measures. Yet it is among the states that have seen the highest number of new COVID-19 cases, as Fox News reported in late December. Additionally, California Governor Gavin Newsom, D, violated his own directives in November when he attended a party for one of his political advisors at the Tony French Laundry in Napa County, as Breitbart News reported. But Pryor defended her view that pro-life Christians are the cause of the culture of death, claiming Christians have resisted lockdown measures such as sheltering in place and social distancing. Other Twitter users disagreed. LA hospitals are so overwhelmed by COVID patients. Ambulances are being ordered to stop transporting patients to hospitals if they have virtually no chance of surviving, Pryor wrote. According to CBS News, Dr. Marianne Gauch-Hill, the medical director of LA County's Emergency Medical Services Agency, noted, "We are not abandoning resuscitation. We are absolutely doing best practice resuscitation, and that is do it in the field, do it right away. What we're asking is that, which is slightly different than before, is that we are emphasizing the fact that transporting these patients arrested leads to very poor outcomes," she said. "We knew that already, and we just don't want to impact our hospitals." According to Fox News, in late December, California surpassed 2 million confirmed cases of coronavirus infection while hospitals were admitting 1,000 new cases on a daily basis.